What's going on, guys? This is going to be an extremely important video, and it addresses Chrystia Freeland and Justin Trudeau recently being in Alberta. Now, everybody's seen the viral video where the dude, and I know who he is, by the way, he's a nice guy, goes into the building and berates Chrystia Freeland, and everyone's like, oh, why didn't you post that? Why aren't you talking about it? Number one, I didn't post it because everybody had seen it a million friggin' times. And number two, the reason I didn't post it is because although it's a very entertaining video, it's a distraction from what's really going on. Now, did anybody even ask why Chrystia Freeland is there? Well, I did. And I can tell you exactly why she's there. Under the guise of climate change, under the guise of protecting the planet, specifically caribou that migrate through Alberta, they are using new environmental regulations to try to expropriate land from private landowners along a very specific area of Alberta, one that's actually extremely rich in oil refining, with very many active oil wells on it. Now, under these new laws that they're intending to pass, they put it into place, but it hasn't passed yet. The government has now declared these lands protected by expanding the protected area over 300%, basically turning your private land that you supposedly own into now protected crown land where you have no rights to do mining, farming, oil refining, etc. That's what they're really there for. This is the next phase of the takeover of society, just like they're doing with the farms, under the guise of protecting the environment. And they're going after families that have millions and millions of dollars. So now, all you people that were sitting on the sidelines, you ultra high net worth individuals that thought you could just sit down, head down, ride it out, have the money, have the finances, well, guess what? Now you're in the crosshairs of the government. They're coming directly for you, and they're coming to cripple and paralyze you. In fact, they've already done it. Now it's just a matter of time before it becomes law. However, thanks to your friendly neighborhood Chris Sky and my associates, we had seen this coming for years. In fact, I have a solution for anybody who owns land who's afraid that the government might crumb and try to do the same thing or expropriate it for any other reason. It's called allodial title. An associate of mine has been traveling around Canada for over 2 years now, about a year and a bit now, to do the allodial title for people who have large parcels of land. And this will protect you in the event that the government tries to expropriate or take your land for whatever reason. And he's helped thousands of landowners, and he can help you too. And for anybody who this has already affected, or anybody who is afraid it's going to affect them, I have other solutions for you. You guys got the money. You guys got the power. Well, I know how to make it happen for you. And this is going to be something that's not going away. It's only going to get worse. This is why they created the new Environmental Center for Climate Change, which is basically a new police agency complete with jails, interrogation rooms, armories, armed officials with arrest powers, so they can now go around and enforce all the new environmental regulations they're going to pass, which are designed to cripple business, steal your land, and they're going to have guns to your head while they do it. If you don't want that to happen, you can contact me about this allodial title or a more permanent solution to this problem if you're serious and finally ready to get off the sidelines. I'm talking to all you families, generational wealth, that have been sitting on the sidelines thinking you're going to get through this. You're not going to get through this, not without my help. So you can email me, chrissky83@gmail.com. That's right, I just gave out my email in public to everybody. Why? Because unlike these people that are trying to destroy your lives, I'm here to help.